Well, Russ and I are on site at the 36th Annual Michigan Recycling Coalition and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality State of Recycling Conference in lovely downtown Kalamazoo. And who better to start with than, for the last 11 years, Chairman of the Board of MRC, Bill Gern. Bill's day job is the manager of facilities and operations maintenance at Holland-based Hayworth Incorporated. Bill, welcome back to the program. It's been several years, but great to see you again.
Glad to be here. Glad to talk recycling.
Now, you have been the chair of the board. I mentioned that for the last 11 years. What are some changes you've seen in the Michigan Recycling Coalition over the past decade or so?
Well, I think we've made more conscientious effort to bring manufacturing and business into the MRC. I think in the early days of my involvement, I was kind of the outsider in relationship to being a representative of manufacturing. It had a tendency to be more environmentalists and more municipalities. And over the years, we've brought business into the recycling world and the Michigan Recycling Coalition, which I think is an important driver for the state and our goals to reduce or increase our recycling efforts. So,
well, there's been a lot of talk in recent years, and you know better than anyone, about the economic development potential of the recycling industry, which continues to grow. But the industry certainly has had its challenges over the last 11 years. Some of those challenges you've overcome. What are some of the major challenges facing the industry as we speak?
Challenges are the amount of places that we can move material to, the places that we can recycle. The state can gather a lot of material, but we have to have a place for that to go. We have to have businesses that make something out of the recyclable material that we collect. And the more we can do that, the more recycling is going to grow, because that's going to give everything from household collectors of recyclables to manufacturers, markets to move material, and an incentive to gather that material and send it off somewhere.
Bill, I know you've always been a huge proponent of expanding markets for recycled materials. How do you do that?
I think it has to come from the state. I think the economic development portion of the state, I think there's some involvement with the DEQ. I think it has to do with rules, regulations, what they're willing to look at. You know, the tendency we have just in government alone is that it was good 50 years ago. Why do we have to change it now? And I think it's important that we look at that, progress down the road, give incentives for businesses to develop and recycle materials, figure out new ways to process that material and use that material, and have approvals to do it.
Well, let's talk about your company. I mean, Hayworth, when we talked back many years ago, you were at zero waste at that point, or at least like 99.9%. I think you've been that way since about 2009. Does Hayworth continue that strong track record?
It's an important commitment from the Hayworth Company. Right down to our stockholders and the owners of our company, our sustainability statement is to care about the environment, and part of that is to recycle. So the commitment comes right from the top. And I would share with you that, you know, even though our recycle operations last year in North America cleared about $1.8 million. I spent $1.1 million to recycle material that didn't pay. So their commitment is obvious, that not only is it to recycle and sell recyclables, but to keep it out of the landfill and to find something else to do with it and spend, you know, almost as much money as we take in to recycle stuff that doesn't pay. So,
well, it sounds to me, though, if I do the math correctly, you're about $700,000 on the plus side. That's not too bad. I mean, that certainly speaks to bottom-line considerations.
The point being, though, is that if you didn't spend that money to recycle that material, we would have made $1.8 million. That's the difference.
Bill, with companies like Hayworth, you mentioned before we started this interview that there are continuing challenges to keep that zero waste expectation and to keep achieving that goal. What are some reasons why it's a moving target?
Well, it has to do with the amount of places you can move material. A perfect example of that is two high commodities that we see in the furniture industry, and it's not just Hayworth, it's all of us that are in West Michigan that are in the furniture industry as well, and that's wood waste and it's powder coat paint. And powder coat paint actually affects not only the furniture industry, but the automotive industry as well. And there just isn't places to get rid of that material. And what we've seen is that just because we found a place to maybe recycle wood or paint, you know, 10 years ago, if there's still only one place to get rid of that material, they're in business to make money as well. So they looked at that and said, you know, I can charge more because I'm the only place to get rid of that material. And what we've seen happen over the last 10 years is that that's continually grown because there's no competition. There's no place else to take some of those materials. So if we're going to, you know, increase what we recycle, encourage others to do it, we've got to drive those costs down. So that's where I've seen the changes.
We're talking zero waste and recycling with Bill Gern, who's the manager of facilities and operations maintenance at Holland-based Hayworth Incorporated. Bill, there are other companies that claim to have those zero waste goals, and there are probably some that have actually, you know, achieved that goal. What would it take for more companies to make the commitment that Hayworth made so many years ago?
Markets are going to help. I hate to keep coming back to markets, but it's really the places you can get rid of the material. There's other companies that I'm sure struggle with being landfill free, just like we do, continually work to keep that material out of there. There's other companies that would like to join us, but just aren't willing to, you know, step over that cost of landfill to make it happen. So it's something that everyone would like to do, but not everybody's willing to do.
Well, certainly under your leadership, Hayworth has done it and has been a model in the industry for zero waste. I've been talking with Bill Gern, and Bill, let me congratulate you on 11 years of leadership with the Michigan Recycling Coalition. That's fantastic. He is the manager of facilities and operations maintenance at Hayworth. And Bill, best of luck going forward and continue the good fight on zero waste.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.